GMC Jalgaon Dean accused of rigging ragging probe to shield relative, sparking institutional corruption concerns. Allegations of nepotism and power abuse. Rock GMC Jalgaon. Dean accused of sheltering female relative in ragging scandal. GMC Jalgaon ragging scandal. Dean Dr. Girish Thakur faces mounting pressure over probe manipulation claims. DMER accused of shielding fraud. Dr. Thakur Unmesh Gujarati. Sprouts News exclusive. A Sprouts News investigation uncovers how fraud Dean Dr. Girish Vithalrao Thakur allegedly suppressed complaints, manipulated anti-ragging committees, and intimidated victims' witnesses to protect a relative accused of ragging and medical negligence at GMC Jalgaon. A Sprouts News investigation has uncovered serious allegations of institutional corruption and abuse of power at Government Medical College, GMC Jalgaon, with Dean Dr. Girish Vithalrao Thakur at the epicenter. Multiple official complaints and internal documents obtained by our team suggest fraud. Dr. Thakur systematically manipulated internal probes to shield a relative, a female student in the gynecology department, from credible ragging and misconduct charges. This case raises alarming questions about the integrity of anti-ragging mechanisms and administrative accountability within Maharashtra's medical education system. Initial complaints and alleged suppression. The scandal erupted when 12 staff members from a hospital ward filed a formal written complaint against the dean's relative for using abusive language and issuing threats using Dr. Thakur's name. According to our investigation, this complaint was suppressed at the dean's level. Subsequently, junior students filed a formal ragging complaint with the National Anti-Ragging Helpline. In a critical procedural flaw, the case was directed back to the very institution where the accused held sway, GMC Jalgaon, placing the impartiality of the investigation in immediate jeopardy. A compromised anti-ragging committee. Initially, Dr. Thakur held the position of dean and chairman of the Anti-Ragging Committee, ARC, a clear conflict of interest. After students objected, he ostensibly handed the chairmanship to a junior professor. But, as per witness accounts gathered by the Sprouts News investigation team, Dr. Thakur retained full control. The committee's external members, including a social worker and lawyer, were allegedly present only on paper, never physically appearing for proceedings, which violated mandatory guidelines. Witnesses describe a deeply flawed investigative process. Students were not allowed to speak freely, were laughed at and taunted, and an implausible 150 witnesses were questioned in a single day, in groups. Statements were reportedly given in a copy-paste manner under the perceived pressure of the dean's authority. The principles of natural justice, including cross-examination, were entirely absent, rendering the ARC report a sham in the eyes of the victims. A second, more damaging probe and DMers in action. Unhappy with the initial whitewash, the victim students escalated their complaint to the Directorate of Medical Education and Research, DMER, under Dr. A.J. Chandanwale. In a move that shocked observers, DMER formed a second three-member committee that was also fundamentally compromised. The dean remained in his powerful administrative position, and the committee chairman was appointed as Dr. Sanjeev Thakur, a doctor previously suspended in a Pune drug case with a history of corruption allegations. This committee, which also had no female member despite the sensitive nature of the complaints, repeated the same coercive tactics. The Sprouts News investigation team has learned that the committee pressured victim students who were already fearful for their degree completion and personal security. Critical evidence, including a crucial audio recording, was deliberately ignored, and strong written proofs were purposefully sidelined to ensure a clean chit for the dean and his relative. The documentary records were manipulated, and some of the important documents were written off with, from the records. The cover-up, RTI denials and media manipulation. The final reports from both committees were allegedly kept hidden by Dr. Thakur. Even after an RTI was filed, the reports were only released after a 6-month delay and a first appeal. Crucial audio-visual recordings remain unreleased. In a stark conflict, Dr. Thakur himself acted as the first appellate authority in an RTI filed against his relative's case, and denied access to the evidence. The dean's alleged modus operandi extended to intimidation. He reportedly threatened students with character assassination, degree revocation, and fake medical legal cases. In a brazen act, a fake police complaint was filed with the cybercrime cell against the primary complainant, accusing her of hacking to access the very ragging report sent to her for feedback. This tactic successfully forced the students into retreat. A trail of alleged mismanagement and silenced victims. The scope of the scandal extends beyond ragging. The dean's relative was also involved in a case concerning the death of a newborn baby, where police involvement and the post-mortem report was allegedly managed by the dean to ensure protection of his relative. Current efforts appear focused on manipulating media narratives to build a positive image using his position at GMC Jalgaon, while a trail of silenced victims points to a deeper culture of corruption, with concerns of monetary benefits influencing DMIR's inaction. Controversies of fraud. Dr. A.J. Chandanwale. Alleged fraudulent disability certificate. A significant controversy involves allegations that fraud Dr. Chandanwale was appointed as the Dean of BJ Medical College, Pune, in 2011 under a quota reserved for persons with disabilities. A report claims that subsequent medical evaluations found his disability to be only 18%, which is below the legally mandated threshold for such an appointment. This same report also alleges ethical concerns regarding him performing surgeries and mentions allegations of a Rs 150 crore CSR fund scam, though these are not corroborated by other sources. Controversial tenure at JJ Hospital. During his 8-month tenure as Dean of JJ Hospital in Mumbai, fraud Dr. Chandanwale faced multiple complaints and was transferred back to Pune. Controversies included moral policing. He issued directives prohibiting male and female students from mingling after classes and arranged separate seating for them at a college festival. An inquiry committee by the Directorate of Medical Education and Research, DMER, upheld student complaints against this. Management issues. His tenure saw the shutdown of the cardiothoracic department due to unpaid vendors, the suspension of minimally invasive surgeries over broken equipment, and mismanagement of a disaster ward. Financial mismanagement at Sassoon Hospital. While serving as Dean of Sassoon Hospital, fraud Dr. Chandanwale faced criticism for the controversial renovation of his office cabin, which allegedly cost Rs 80 lakh. This expenditure was questioned by the state medical education minister during a review that also highlighted a lack of drugs, surgical equipment, and non-functional X-ray machines for patients. Legal challenges on DMIR appointment. The Bombay High Court, in July 2024, noted that the state government twice ignored seniority rules when assigning additional charge of the DMIR directorate to officials, including Dr. Chandanwale. The court stated that he was not entitled to get benefit of additional charge due to these procedural defects, though it did not make a finding on his personal conduct. Allegations of undue influence and suppression. Dr. A.J. Chandanwale of the DMIR is accused of using his official position to shield fraud, Dean Dr.